Hello and welcome to Worldly Events, where we discuss some of the most impactful and influential events of world's history. Today's topic is a very delicate one, but very necessary to remember. It is the ethnic cleansing of Bosnian Muslims known as Srebrenica genocide, starting in 1992 and ending in a peace treaty in 1995.
Okay, so first we are going to give you a little context of what happened before this massive genocide and what was the situation before this event.
After World War I, the Balkan states of Bosnia-Herzegovina, Serbia, Montenegro, Croatia, Slovenia and Macedonia formed the Federal People's Republic of Yugoslavia. Most of the countries unified were Orthodox Catholics. However, the one that stood up was Bosnia, who had majority of Muslim population called Bosniaks. The states were unified by Josip Broz Tito, the Serbian leader that cared and did well for the country. Years later, in 1980, after the death of leader Josip Broz Tito, nationalist ideas started to roam each state of the Republic of Yugoslavia, which threatened the Union. Later, in 1991, Slovenia, Croatia, and Macedonia declared their independence after the rise of Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic, which intensified the desire for independence of each state. Later, in 1992, Bosnia declared its independence, which started the persecution and genocide of Bosniaks in behalf of the Serbians.
Okay, so we are going to give you some of the reasons of how this conflict started and what was the heart of the conflict. So, back in 1992, the Bosnian forces targeted Srebrenica in a campaign to seize control of a block of territory in the eastern Bosnia and Herzegovina. The entering was justified because there were a majority of Serbs in this territory. Their goal was to take the control of Srebrenica and annex the territory to the Republic of Serbia. To achieve the union of the territory, the Bosnian Serb forces required the expulsion of the Bosnian Muslims out of Srebrenica. The problem was that the Bosnian people that resided in Srebrenica opposed to this annex. In addition, this territory was protected by the United Nations and was declared a safe zone. After 2 years of the campaign and planning the takeover, the 6th of July in 1995, the Bosnian Serbs decided to start the campaign. The zone was protected by an offensive of 600 UN soldiers, but this wasn't enough to fight. So in a matter of days, the Bosnian Serb forces entered Srebrenica the easiest way. The 12th of July, Serbs started separating people between ages of 12 to 77 for interrogation. Just one day after the alleged interrogation, killings and forced displacements started. Some of the effects towards the Bosniak population in Bosnia included rape, torture and systematic death. The death toll of this Srebrenica massacre included 8,000 Bosnian men and boys who were murdered, and most of the remaining population of Bosniaks, nearly 30,000 women and children, were forced to leave the area.
When this massacre and genocide happened, the world didn't seem to care a lot. The UN's reaction was very particular. In 1995, the Bosnian Muslims asked for air defenses to the UN and European leaders. The UN warned the Serbians and asked them to retire, but the Serbians refused. When this happened, the Bosnian Muslims expected to receive help, but help never arrived. At first, the European ministries reacted slowly, without being able to agree on measures to be taken. On the other hand, the French president, Jacques Chirac, was in favor for a greater armed intervention, and the United Kingdom or Spain were in the spot that they didn't know what side to take. The real problem is the fact that the world really took this genocide seriously after the images of the massacre were filtered through international media. This generated a strong wave of sympathy towards the Bosnians, bringing with it a greater involvement of the international community in stopping the war. Bill Clinton himself was in favor of stopping the war 15 days after the massacre was known. This event had a greater repercussion in the Netherlands, because they sent an army with blue helmets to fight in Bosnia. This was known as the Dutch Path.
Okay, so now we would like to talk about the trials that were made after the Bosnia genocide. So, in 1993, on May, the UN established the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. After the peace treaty in 1995, the court brought charges against several generals and participants of the war for war crimes. There were several cases, but the most famous one were against Serbian authorities. The first accused was the ex-president from Serbia, Slobodan Milosevic, who ruled Serbia from 1989 to 1997. He was accused in 2001 and charged with genocide and crimes against humanity. He died in prison in 2006 before the conclusion of his trial. The second trial was to Ratko Mladic. He was the former chief of staff of the Army of the Republika Srpska during the Bosnian War between 1992 and 1995. He disappeared after Milosevic's arrest in 2001. He was arrested by the Serbian authorities in 2011 and placed on trial by the ECTY the following year. In November of 2017, he was found guilty of genocide and war crimes and was sentenced to life in prison.
The repercussions of the Bosnian genocide were beyond impactful. Most of the country's population was forced to leave, many people were tortured, raped, and even murdered. But mostly the genocide speaks about the international response that the world has according to these kind of situations. The United Nations should have acted more firmly and made a bigger presence in the country, and possibly the situation could have been avoided. Thank you for listening to Worldly Events, and have a good day.